All right, well, let's get started. Okay. I guess we'll start with our guest.
Well, let me just get myself ready real quick.
Who are you? You know, introduce yourself. Do you really need to do a line before the show? I mean, come on. It's our first show. Let's try to be normal. You feel better now, at least? How's that feel?
Fucking wired, man.
All right, you ready to start then? You want to start with us? Start us off? What's your name? Where are you from? Tell us a little about yourself.
I'm John.
And John what? I guess he's
what little, are you googling for?
Like, I guess he's a little coke shy. Let's start there with our special lady friend. Want to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rita.
Rita Wong.
I know. And I'm Elmo. Well, and we're here to talk about your fantasies.
My name is Jack.
Because they call him Jack Hammer.
Last name of Jack.
I thought you were trying to get called a Jack Hammer. But that's okay, I'll take that. Giggly.
You're so giggly.
Come on, Giggles. What's the matter with you?
Oh, you're hilarious.
How's your first? What was your first jerk off?
First jack off.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about what you want. What you guys want to talk about?
Honestly, when I just kind of jerked off naturally, man, it was weird.
How did it happen?
Watching porn, and then.
Three porns you were watching. Porn.
Just literally came. I guess.
How old were you?
Were you playing with yourself, or what happened?
Junior high age, I think. 12, 13, what is it?
Yeah. Well, that's.
Then how did it happen?
Just exploded, and I was just like,
wait, you touching yourself? Like, jerk, like.
Like, what were the steps?
I did it a little differently.
How'd you do it?
I don't want to get
nervous. Did you see it? Seriously, nasty. Like, you remember the first time touching yourself?
Yeah, I remember.
Really?
I remember.
No, really? Like, how?
I thought I was going to hell my first cum.
No.
But it felt so good, so I did it again. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to hell anyway, and I just came again. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to hell. I'm like, fuck it, but I still came.
You fucked a teddy bear, man.
That's false. I sound like fucking the president, but that's fake news. How the way I jerked off the first time was, I was like in junior high, like this young fellow we over here.
Young fellow.
I was probably, I'm lying, I was probably in fourth grade. I don't know how old I was, but I was a kid. I didn't know any better. I started pretty much, I guess in a way you could say, humping my bed. And I was like rubbing my dick against the bed, and I just came. And I've been coming ever since. But that's just
that's
me.
Funny.
How about you, lady?
No. I actually don't even want to know. Stop. I hope not. Anyway.
That was fucking loud.
That's weird, man. Stop. No, it's okay. Be out. Big deal.
Alright, but what about you?
I'm really gonna ask.
Me?
You.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
First, I told you first time.
Well, how'd it happen? Like, what were you doing? What were you watching? What were you doing?
I was watching porn with my see me.
So you with your brother, and the first time he jerked off, your brother was there. Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
No, but nobody knew.
Nobody knew. What was your brother?
No,
oh
but he was too into it.
He was like next
to me,
man. Was there?
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but I didn't know what happened either. I went to the bathroom. I was like, oh shit.
And what happened when you came? Like, what happened?
It felt wet.
Where'd you come?
In my pants.
Oh, he was under the sheets, pretty much.
No, man.
In the same room as your brother.
Oh, through the pants. He was opening himself through the pants. Yeah. And then you came, you thought you did something bad. He's like, your dick is going to fall off or some shit, right?
I actually felt scared the first second. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, it was a relief. And then you're like, oh my God, what did I do?
Yeah.
That's sometimes how I nut too nowadays. Like, I'm fucking, whatever, he's a fucking bitch, whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I come like, yo, what are you about to do? You know, like, about to get out of here? Like, whatever. Viri, can you not touch that?
Stop it.
Why is it cold down?
So because you touched it. Like, everything was fine until you touched it. Just leave it. I know you're thinking about jerking off, but come on, man.
No, I jerk off a lot, man.
How many times do you jerk off? Would you say on average?
At least once a day.
What's at least mean? How much could he get to?
That might take my time.
All right, anyways, let's change the topic.
Should we go to politics now? Like,
no, wait, politics will be here until 10.
What do the people want to hear? What do our viewers want to hear? Oh, we have none. You want to take some calls? Call number one.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since I was a kid.
No, you haven't, man. We just aired tonight. Don't laugh at me, because it's made me feel better. Just,
yeah. Okay, let's talk about...
Don't touch the wires. You make an unnecessary noise. Seriously.
A crazy experience. The craziest experience you've ever had.
Me?
Oh.
What kind of experience?
Sexual. I was at a bar one time, right?
Okay.
And I was trying to pick up the bartender. She was older. And I was with my friends. And I ended up leaving with my friends. And I really wanted the bartender. So my friends left. I went back.
That's
right. Yeah. And I come to find out she wants me. So she's about to get off. They're about to close. Girl and the guy walk in. And then the girl and guys are getting into this and that. Turns out she's there with her nephew. Now, she wasn't that old. She was like my age. So I end up going back. Whatever, I end up talking to her. Talk to the brother. To the nephew.
The bartender's nephew?
No, bartender's mad at me now. She's like, you were going to come home with me, and now you're going with the young girl.
Oh.
Yeah, she was an immigrant. She literally spoke like that. And so I went home with her at her house. And I get home. I come to find out she has a kid. Kid's home. Her father-in-law was babysitting. I can't remember if her boyfriend was dead or in jail.
What the fuck?
I don't remember. So we were making out. I was gonna go in. She wanted me, like we're in the kitchen, like in between. Like,
so you left the bar once.
Yeah, yeah. This is like 5 in the morning now. I'm like, I don't know where I am. Somewhere.
Yeah, shit, regular.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Go on.
So I remember, like, everybody was in the living room and stuff. So the kid was up. I'm there playing with the kid. I'm like, yeah, what's your name? I'm like, I was fucked up. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I thought, whatever. Whatever, we go in the kitchen, we're making out all over each other. Da da da.
And the kid is still
in the room. And then, yeah, the kid's with the father in law, whatever.
What?
And then the nephew and her, out of nowhere, they start going at it, fighting, swinging. And he's going, you better take care of him. He's like a nice guy for me. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get my dick wet. What the fuck you mean? And then the police come.
Police.
Yeah, they came. Everybody, the cops got called. They come in. As soon as she opens up the door, the cops go, oh, it's you again for the lady.
No.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then they go to me, oh, who's this one? And then I'm like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, my name is No Name. Like, why do you gotta know my name for? And she goes, they're like, whatever. And then they like ignore me, and I'm like, whatever. And then she's crying. She's like, oh, I just want him to leave. Whatever. And then basically the kid got thrown out. And they're like, look, you're not going to go to jail. We're just going to take you out of here. And just go home. And they're like, fuck you. You know, I'm like, oh, fuck you. Whatever. And then we go back. I'm like, comforting her. It's okay. She's like, I got to go to work.
Oh,
I'm like, don't worry. I'll take you to work. We end up passing out on the couch. I ain't get nothing. No dick wet. Nothing. I wake up around 7, 8. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I get up, where the fuck am I? I'm like, in West Bumblefuck. I got the fuck up and I left. I was supposed to take her to work the next day. Man, I don't know what the fuck happened to that bitch. About 6 months later, I seen the nephew on Freshman walking. He looks at me, I look at him, and I'm like, nah, man, it ain't me. I just kept going.